The CobMap program was actually developed out of our CatNap program from years past. The CatNap program focused on providing mosquito dunks in a reimbursement form, meaning the homeowners or homeowner associations would purchase them, and the city would reimburse a small portion of the cost. The new CobMap, which is City of Bryan Mosquito Abatement Program, will actually provide the mosquito dunks to the neighborhood associations and homeowners associations based on kind of a perceived need. And that need will be figured out by a sit-down meeting with myself or one of my staff to help determine, you know, what are they using the product for? Are they using it correctly?
And I also understand there's a way for individual residents who may not be in the homeowners or neighborhood association to also access the dunks?
Correct. Well, what will happen is the dunks are going to be for neighborhood associations and homeowners, homeowners associations. But what we've done is when we developed the new program and helped revamped it a little bit, is we included our individual homeowners that do not fall in a homeowners association. They can come up to our MSC, our municipal services center at 1111 Waco Street, or our Parks and Rec headquarters over on MLK, right around the corner from us, and they can get what's called a plunk. If they'll come in and show proof of residency, you know, we'll give them a plunk. What it does is it's basically the same thing as a dunk, but it treats up to 50 square feet of water.
Again, all in an effort to reduce the mosquito population, which has heightened the attention with the West Nile virus and mosquitoes and a couple of human cases here in Brazos County.
Correct. We're just trying to supplement their efforts to help, you know, reduce that mosquito population, hopefully reduce the vector-carrying strain of the mosquito.
Any idea how long this service will be available? If we were talking further north when there's a freeze and the bugs are gone, but it's a little different situation with the weather conditions this far south.
Correct. What I'm hoping is we work real closely with Brazos County Health Department, and when they hit that level where they're not identifying positive mosquitoes anymore as they continue to trap and test, you know, when they find that they're not finding that positive mosquito anymore, I'm hoping that we can rein back the program. But I'm not saying that the program will ever go away.
Depending on how often it rains in would be how often folks could come by and pick up the devices?
Correct. The dunk and the plunk each work for 30 days. They have a lifespan of 30 days in a treated vessel of water or a ponded water. And we want to be sure that we get the message out that these are made for ponded or stagnant water, not running water.
And how large of an area? I mean, this may sound silly, but if someone, for instance, has a gravel driveway and there's a little bit of a dip where there's standing water, that may not be much bigger than the size of the plunk or the dunk. Is that where one of these devices go? Or generally speaking, how large of a body of standing water should there be one of these things?
We would actually like them to be used in a substantial size, you know, a sizable amount of water. If homeowners have 5-gallon buckets or, you know, kid toys or, you know, meter boxes that are holding water, you know, it's a lot easier to go out there and hand dip that or pour that water out in your grass and let it dry up normally. But I mean, if you've got a rainwater harvest barrel or something like that where you have that water in there that you're keeping for a reason, that's where I would see homeowners using the dunks or in the plunks.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't even think about that. If somebody does have a container that they're saving water, having this plunk or dunk in that, is that going to contaminate the water from its original intent?
No, sir. The plunks and dunks are a bacteria strain that, from what I understand, you know, affects only the mosquito larva itself. It does not harm fish, does not harm waterfowl, any turtle, reptile life, anything in water. And it can also be used to water your plants.
Have I missed anything else?
I do want to put in there that we are adding one side note to the program this year. When the county health department does have a hot spot, which is what they're calling a positive test for West Nile, what we will do is go out and hand fog all of the storm sewer boxes and culvert pipes and stuff like that that are found on city property to help to help remove the insects from those the habitats that they like so well.
And does the city do truck fogging?
No, we do not truck fog. If you talk to the health department people, truck fogging is very sporadic at best. With hand fog, we can go in there and target those really good habitat areas.
And there's been news in Dallas-Fort Worth, I guess, would be the biggest example, where there's been aerial spraying. Has that even been discussed in Bryan?
It has not. The aerial spraying, the cost associated with aerial spraying, I'm not going to say it would never happen here, but, because one case of West Nile is too many. But it has not been discussed on our side.